Frog, Where Are You? By Mercer Mayer. There once was a boy who had a dog and a pet frog. He kept the frog in a large jar in his bedroom.
One night, while he and his dog were sleeping,
the frog climbed out of the jar. He jumped out of an open window. When the boy and the dog woke up the next morning, they saw that the jar was empty. The boy looked everywhere for the frog. The dog looked for the frog, too. When the dog tried to look in the jar, he got his head stuck. The boy called out the open window, "Frog, where are you?" The dog leaned out the window with the jar still stuck on his head. The jar was so heavy that the dog fell out of the window head first. The boy picked up the dog to make sure he was okay. The dog wasn't hurt, but the jar was smashed. The boy and the dog looked outside for the frog. The boy called for the frog. He called down a hole in the ground while the dog barked at some bees in a beehive. A gopher popped out of the hole and bit the boy right on his nose. Meanwhile, the dog was still bothering the bees, jumping up on the tree and barking at them. The beehive fell down, and all of the bees flew out. The bees were angry at the dog for ruining their home. The boy wasn't paying any attention to the dog. He had noticed a large hole in a tree. So he climbed up the tree and called down the hole. All of a sudden, an owl swooped out of the hole and knocked the boy to the ground. The dog ran past the boy as fast as he could because the bees were chasing him. The owl chased the boy all the way to a large rock. The boy climbed up on the rock and called again for his frog. He held on to some branches so he wouldn't fall. But the branches weren't really branches. They were deer antlers. The deer picked up the boy on his head. The deer started running with the boy still on his head. The dog ran along too. They were getting close to a cliff. The deer stopped suddenly, and the boy and the dog fell over the edge of the cliff. There was a pond below the cliff. They landed with a splash right on top of one another. They heard a familiar sound. The boy told the dog to be very quiet. They crept up and looked behind a big log. There they found the boy's pet frog. He had a mother frog with him. They had some baby frogs, and one of them jumped toward the boy. The baby frog liked the boy and wanted to be his new pet. The boy and the dog were happy to have a new pet frog to take home. As they walked away, the boy waved and said goodbye to his old frog and his family.